As you may know, we're in the midst of Hispanic Heritage Month, and what better way to celebrate the occasion than music? Between now and October 15th, we'll be sampling the diverse sounds and rhythms of the Latin world, and today we'll hear about the music of the Caribbean. Joining us to give us a sampling are the co-hosts of NPR Music's Alt Latino podcast, an online show about Latin alternative music, Jasmine Guards and Felix Contreras. Welcome back.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you very much.
I love being with both of you.
Thank you. This is fun.
So, Felix, what makes Music of the Caribbean? What makes it unique?
Well, it's the part of the world where the African influence on Latino culture is unmistakable to both the eyes and the ears. And principally, it's because in that part of the world and in the rest of Latin America, the slaves were allowed to keep their drums. Basically, and in the U.S. they were not. So all that polyrhythmic propulsion, all that stuff propels that music.
All right. And Jasmine, tell us what we've got on tap first.
Well, one of the things the Caribbean is best known for is salsa and merengue music. And we're going to bring a little bit of other styles of music that are being born in that area. But one of the things Felix brought today is a re-release of some classic, iconic 1970s salsa music.
And who's the band?
This is a group called the Fania All-Stars. This is from the mid-1970s when a small little record, independent record label in New York called Fania, they started updating all the traditional Afro-Cuban and Afro-Puerto Rican dance forms that were kind of old people's music. It's sort of, you know, big bandy, you know, very old people. These young Puerto Rican, Dominicans, Cubans, they were all based in New York, and they came in and gave it a very New York attitude. It was hip. It was young. They sparkled it with jazz arrangements. This album kickstarted that genre from that era.
Of course, when you put New York and the Caribbean together, you really do have what I think of as a real undertone of the city. I mean, you've got the parades, the communities.
And what I love about this particular song is that it's a very traditional song, Ana Caona, and its storytelling is so powerful. It's about an Indian woman, a legendary Indian woman named Ana Caona. And the lyrics say, Ana Caona, Indian of a captive race, but Indian who dies crying, dies but does not forgive. She does not forgive.
Ana Caona, India de raza cautiva. Ana Caona, de la región primitiva. Anacaona, India, India de raza cautiva. Anacaona, de la región primitiva. Anda.
So you have, I mean, it is really interesting. You have like this city vibe, this very Afro-Caribbean vibe, but also this traditional storytelling mixed in with it. It's a very beautiful and culturally multi-layered song.
A pride song. Felix, when did the Caribbean and New York sort of blend? When did New York become a part of the Caribbean?
some do call it the northernmost part of the Caribbean. It goes back to the Puerto Rican immigration, going back almost to the 19th century, but most significantly, during the 1950s, there was a really big post-World War II move into New York from the island. And so all of those people came in. And these musicians that are playing here will have come of age during that time. So they spent some time probably in the island, but grew up in New York and grew up with hearing all the music in New York and everything you hear here. So when they put those two things together, it just really made a big difference.
If you're just joining us, this is Tell Me More from NPR News. We're talking about the music of the Caribbean with the hosts of NPR Music's Alt Latino podcast, Jasmine Garst and Felix Contreras. I understand that what we just heard paved the way for some of the Caribbean's newer stars and helped repopularize some more classic musicians. Right, Jasmine?
Absolutely. And the next artist that I brought is a great example of that Afro-Caribbean beats being mixed with newer music styles. Like, you know, what's happening now is that you get a lot of salsa and merengue being mixed with, like, techno and electronica. So the next artist I brought is Rita Indiana. She's from the Dominican Republic. She's a fascinating character. And here she is doing a cover song in Tecno Merengue. And let's see if you can figure out what song this is. It's a pretty famous one.
Great challenge. A Okay, it took a minute, Jasmine, but, you know, I'm an Annie Lennox fan from way back, and so it wasn't that hard to disguise Sweet Dreams Are Made of This, but I love this version.
You know, there's an Annie Lennox line, everybody's looking for something, and she sings, everybody's looking for Mambo. What's great about Rita Indiana, she started off as a celebrated author, and she has a very strong identity. She has almost a cult following in the Caribbean. She is an openly lesbian woman who plays a lot with her sexuality. I mean, think of kind of, you know, kind of like a Caribbean Lady Gaga, although she hates being called that. And her songs, in addition to being these brilliant mixes of merengue and techno, and this also has like a reggae vibe as well, her songs are, they feel like a short story. She tells stories of, you know, an immigrant who is finally so homesick he decides to head back to the Caribbean. She's a great storyteller.
Jasmine, what else do you have?
Well, I brought another artist who's also doing a lot of electronica stuff. Now, she is also from New York, of Dominican parents, and she's doing a little more heavily electronica. She's on a very celebrated record label called Mad Decent. And this is Maluka, and she's doing Lola Guindanga. Cubo de agua, que agua, agua, ra, que ra, rabo de mono, que mono, monopolio, que poli, policía, que cia, si babo, que bo, boca chica, que chica, me. Lola's new to the business, Dominican princess. In the mallet gone, work your girl tryna get it, she got jungle body, jungle music, about to lose it. You can't touch your crown, Lola, Lola, don't mess around. You can't touch your crown. Wow, I want to see this in the next Caribbean Day Parade. That's really cool.
And you say she lives in New York?
She is from New York. She busted onto the scene a few years back with a hit song called El Tigrazo, which means, so I guess a lot of Dominican men refer to each other as tigers. Mm-hmm. And this is kind of an ode to her Dominicanness, her being a New Yorker, and to Dominican culture in New York. And this is a single off of her much-awaited new EP, which is coming out later this year, called Massive Pow Pow. She's definitely someone to check out because she's just a rising star.
Wow. Felix, this is really fun when Jasmine's mixing up like this, but I assume that there's a lot of traditional styles that people still want to hear in the neighborhoods as well.
There's still, like you said, there's all over Latin America, there's still people who have a very strong connection to their roots, a strong connection to the Afro-Latino culture in the various countries that had been kind of subdued and not really brought to the forefront. What I brought in next is an interesting album of Haitian people from the eastern end of Cuba singing in Creole. Dominación pour jouer une solution, sorti na déportation. Ça c'est vrai, l'idée de colonisation.
Wow, that's so beautiful. You know, I lived in Brooklyn near a Haitian Baptist church. This sounds like something I heard coming out of that. It's just gorgeous.
I bet you did. Yeah, this is a group called the Creole Choir of Cuba. They are descendants of people who came to the eastern end of Cuba, which is the part closest to Haiti, just across the Caribbean. They came in various waves, but most recently in the 1950s to try to get away from the dictator Papa Doc Duvalier. So they settled there. And what this group did is in about 1994, they got together and wanted to reclaim their history and their roots. So they started singing a cappella, and they are singing songs of freedom, songs of lament, all these different aspects of Haitian history based on it being the first African republic.
Felix, is there a name for the song?
This song is called Chen Nan Ren. And according to the liner notes, the song means chains around the waist, and it is a defiant cry for freedom, protesting against continued exploitation and suffering from the poor from colonial times to modern times. So it speaks a lot to what's going on in Haiti right now and what's happened there.
really a different vibe than what we had heard earlier. You know, you two always take us just so many places. It is a thrill to be listening to
Thank
this
you so
you.
Much. And Thanks for having
coming
us.
Along.
Yeah.
I wouldn't miss it. That was Felix Contreras and Jasmine Garst, host of NPR Music's Alt Latino podcast, Latin alternative music, and you can hear them anytime at npr.org/altlatino.